Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Paula's from Carver. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
90 minutes Paula drives to work each way.
Why?
No, every day.
You. Move.
No, thank you.
Do you get lost?
Long ride.
So sorry.
No, I wish I was lost. That would be more fun.
You're right.
God, stuck with our show for 90 minutes.
Yikes.
I need to send you a Christmas card.
That's a good idea. You got my address.
True.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Paula. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,781 wins, 231 losses. Producer Dan, you going to let intern Calchip keep score?
No, she's late. I already got the
mark. Oh, you already got them.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you get.
All right, Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions. Again, you tie, you lose. Question number one, Ashton Kutcher says he has nothing to do with the new Punk'd reboot. Which TV network did Punk'd air on?
MTV.
Question number two. Almost 31 million people watched Adam Sandler's film Murder Mystery on Netflix in its first 3 days. At least that's what Netflix says. The movie might break the record for the first week set by Bird Box last year. Who stars alongside Sandler as the female lead in Murder Mystery?
Oh, God, I saw this. Jennifer Aniston.
Question
Wait,
number
did
three.
Did you actually see the movie?
Did you see the movie? Or
No.
Yeah. She's like, I won't admit to that.
Rapper Macklemore turning 36 today. He's still probably best known for his song Thrift Shop, but he had a big hit last year called Good Old Days with which female pop star?
Taylor Swift.
Question number four, Jacob Anderson turning 29 today. He played Grey Worm on Game of Thrones. Who is Grey Worm loyal to?
No idea. I didn't watch it.
Paula.
Question number five, Atticus Schaefer. We had a lot of birthdays on the questions today. Atticus Schaefer turning 21 today. He played Brick Heck on The Middle. The Middle was a popular sitcom that ran for 214 episodes about a family's life in small town, middle America. Which state did the Hecks call home?
1 in 50.
Ohio.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! More like a 1 in 20.
Where do you drive from? 90 minutes. Carver to where?
Dedham.
Also Carver.
Carver to Dedham.
Just zig and zag. Yep. Meander.
Kennedy, Paula got 2 out of 5.
Okay.
These are
tough. Woo!
Woo!
She thinks that's good.
I like it. I've lost before with less. It's all
These
right.
are tough, Kennedy. Question number one, Ashton Kutcher says he has True. Nothing to do with the new Punk'd. Which network does Punk'd air on?
MTV.
That is correct.
Is he trying to distance himself from Punk'd?
Tied to one.
He's an important politician now. Yeah.
Question number two, almost 31 million people watch Adam Sandler's film Murder Mystery on Netflix in its first 3 days. Who stars alongside Sandler as the female lead in Murder Mystery?
Jennifer Aniston.
Tied to two, rapper Macklemore celebrating his 36th birthday. Best known for his song Thrift Shop, but he had a big hit last year called Good Old Days with which female pop star?
Kesha?
That is your girl, Kesha. 3-2. Question number four. Jacob Anderson has a birthday. He's 29 today. He played Grey Worm on the Game of Thrones TV show. Was Grey Worm, who was he loyal to, Kennedy, on the show?
Khaleesi.
4-2. Question number five, Atticus Schaefer turning 21 today. He played Brick Heck on The Middle. The Middle was a popular sitcom that ran for 214 episodes about family's life in small town America. Which state did the Hecks call home on The Middle?
Did they
have a state. Oh, it's somewhere in the Midwest. Did you say state? What state?
Yeah, what state?
Indiana.
That is.
Ooh,
wow. Wow, that is a good guess. You got all five
that
right,
kid
Kennedy.
Was so funny.
He was great.
Oh, my God. Show.
5-2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Paulie, you don't get the win, but I do have a pair of tickets for the Newport Flower Show happening June 21st to the 23rd at the historic Newport Mansion Rose Cliff. Visit NewportMansions.org for tickets so you enjoy that, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your drive.
Okay. And do I have to say it?
Of course you have to say it.
Yes.
All right. My name is Paula, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Mel is from Abington. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
Are you the Mel?
The Mel, not the Mel, okay. Not that Mel.
Are you Mel from Mel's Diner, Mel?
Close enough.
Okay. One of these days, right? No, not that show. So Mel didn't even know what a Mel was, Kennedy.
Okay.
We had to explain to him.
Okay.
One of the first people to ever go 0-5 was Mel.
Well, he said the best name, so.
Right. So we call that forever and ever a Mel. And if you get a Mel this morning, Mel, I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, I know
it.
What Dan's going to do.
It's
so.
A Mel inside of a Mel. It's Melception.
It's Mel squared.
Melception.
Melception.
Wow.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Mel.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. To tie, you lose. Kennedy's got 2,782 wins. Only 231 losses, and she is now over in that soundproof booth. Question number one, the MTV Movie Awards were this week. What is the trophy at the MTV Movie Awards? Is it a Moon Man or a box of popcorn?
Moon Man.
Question number two, Garth Brooks says he had trouble hearing the difference between his voice and Blake Shelton's when they were recording the song Dive Bar. According to one of his most popular songs, Garth has friends in which kind of places?
Low places.
41 years ago today, Garfield debuted in newspapers for the first time. Garfield is a cat that hates Mondays and loves this type of food.
Oh, I know this.
Cat food.
Nope.
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay. Question number four. While performing a concert, someone threw their undies at Luke Bryan.
Hey, everybody.
You don't like
I don't want your dirty drawers.
And as soon as he realized what he caught, he quickly tossed them aside.
Ew, gross, icky.
But he got a laugh out of it.
Was it Lionel?
It was not my friend Lionel. He would not throw undies at me.
Fill in the blank from this Luke Bryan song. Country girl, blanket for me.
Shake it.
Move it affectionately.
Two country questions this morning, by the way.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
Question number five. Zach Galifianakis got a pair of Justin Bieber's underwear from his trailer after a shoot and tried to give them to his niece, who was, quote, not into the idea at all.
That's gross.
Well, that's good. She has some sense about her. How was Justin Bieber discovered?
On the internet.
I need you to be more specific.
YouTube.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Mel is much better than Mel.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
We found the best Mel.
Morning, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Oh,
thank you.
Hey, can I answer that question?
No, because Kennedy's sitting here and you will screw it up.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. Kennedy.
I know what it is. I just remembered.
All right. Mel got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The MTV Movie Awards were this week. What is the trophy at the MTV Movie Awards? Is it a Moon Man or a box of popcorn?
Box of popcorn.
It is a box of popcorn. 1-0. Question number two. Garth Brooks said he had trouble hearing the difference between his voice and Blake Shelton's when they were recording Dive Bar. According to one of his most popular songs, Garth has friends in which kind of places?
Low.
2-1. Question number three. It was 41 years ago today. Garfield debuted in newspapers for the first time. Garfield is a cat that hates Mondays and loves this type of food?
Lasagna.
He does love lasagna. Yeah, you remember that one, huh, Mel?
I was like, no.
3-1, question number 4. While performing a concert, someone threw their undies at Luke Bryan, and as soon as he realized what he caught, he quickly tossed them aside, but he did get a laugh out of it, Kennedy.
We call them drawers. Somebody threw their drawers at me. I didn't want no lady drawers at me.
Fill in the blank.
Take your drawers back.
From this Luke Bryan song, Kennedy.
All right.
Country girl, blank it for me.
My mind is coming up with stuff I can't say on the radio. Call your mom.
Call your mom for me.
Country girl, call her for me. No, shake it for
me. I said shake it. Like shake and bake. My favorite kind of chicken.
4-2. Question number 5. Zach Galifianakis got a pair of Justin Bieber's underwear from his trailer after a shoot and tried to give them to his niece, who apparently was not into it.
Gross.
Draws.
How was Justin Bieber discovered?
On the YouTube.
That is correct. Nice job, Kevin.
Boom.
You got all 5 again.
No, she didn't.
Which
only
one
got
did she
four.
Get one?
The Luke Bryan.
Math oh, she got is right. That's right.
Sorry.
I don't know your mom.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Mel, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to a wild affair happening on June 22nd at the Stone Zoo. Enjoy bites from the area's best restaurants and see the animals up close. It's a 21-plus event. StoneZoo.org for details. Mel, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I can't beat Kennedy, and she beat me.
And stuff like that.
He done did it wrong. That's not the what you're supposed to say at the end. My friend Lionel would not have messed that
Lionel
up.
Lionel would only say it right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempi Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Risa is from Boston. She moved here from Western Mass to go to Northeastern. She is studying music business. Good morning, Risa.
Morning.
What do you want to do in the music business?
I want to be a tour manager.
Oh,
nice.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Cool. That is a really cool. Very hard work, though, because you got to put up with all the crap from the radio stations.
You get to watch it all, and then you'll hear, and then you'll be able to write a book later.
Yeah, seriously. Start writing at the minute you start.
Without question. Mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Risa?
Get out of here, Kennedy.
Ooh. All right.
Wow.
Risa?
You really have the tour manager down. We need you on stage now.
Get out.
All right, we have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy has left the studio. She is over in that soundproof booth, and she cannot hear any of these questions. Kennedy's record on the big board, 2,783 wins, only 231 losses. Question number 1, Jason Momoa wants to play Wolverine. And I doubt anyone's going to stop him because he's Jason Momoa. Everybody knows Hugh Jackman was Wolverine for almost 2 decades. Which country is Hugh Jackman from?
Is he from the UK?
Question number 2. As part of the 20th anniversary of SpongeBob, Nickelodeon released a poster of all the celebrities who've done guest voices, including Betty White, Kristen Wiig, John Hamm, and Victoria Beckham. Of course, SpongeBob has a pet named
Gary.
Yes. What kind of animal is Gary?
A snail.
Question number 3. Actress Zoe Saldana turns 41 today. She played Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy and a giant blue alien in Avatar. What is the name of the alien race in Avatar?
The blue people.
Yes, so close. That is the scientific term for them.
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club is reportedly not coming back for a second season.
Shocking!
Shocking turn of events for Lilo.
Yeah.
Due to bad ratings and a lack of drama.
No one's ever said that about Lindsay before.
I don't understand a lack of drama.
Yeah, seriously.
It was just bad. They were all such bad actors.
I'm on this Greek island. What should I do?
I don't understand.
Lindsay started a movie about a Volkswagen Beetle that comes to life. What's the car's name?
Herbie.
Question number five. Whoopi Goldberg blamed Bella Thorne for her nude photo hack, saying she shouldn't have taken any pictures of herself in the first place. Apparently, Whoopi Goldberg should talk less. Which movie did Whoopi go into witness protection in with a convent of nuns?
Hello.
Yeah, need an answer.
Are you okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
No answer.
All right. Reloaded.
Let's get Kennedy. Yes. Herbie Reloaded. That's the right answer.
Herbie Fully
Definitely.
Loaded.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Hey, buddy.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
We're getting through. Reese got 2 out of 5, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Jason Momoa wants to play Wolverine. Kennedy, everybody knows Hugh Jackman was Wolverine for almost 2 decades. Which country is Hugh Jackman from?
Australia.
1-0. That is correct. Question number 2. As part of the 20th anniversary of SpongeBob, Nickelodeon released a poster of all the celebrities who've done guest voices, including Betty White, Kristen Wiig, John Hamm, and Victoria Beckham. SpongeBob has a pet named Gary. What kind of animal is Gary?
I'm going to say, because they're under the sea, right? Not on the sea. I'm going to say Gary is a seahorse. That would be cool.
Under the sea. He's a snail, Kennedy.
Snail.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Actress Zoe Saldana turning 41 today. She played Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy, and she was a giant blue alien in Avatar. What is the name of the alien race in Avatar?
Ooh.
Hmm.
Karen Pandora, but what are their names?
I don't
know.
Swarovski.
I don't know.
The Na'vi, Kennedy. The Na'vi. Tied at 1. Question number 4. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club is reportedly not coming back for a second season due to bad ratings and a lack of drama. Lindsay starred in a movie about a Volkswagen Beetle that comes to life. What's the car's name?
Herbie.
Herbie the Love Bug. That is correct. Tied at 2. Question number 5. Whoopi Goldberg blamed Bella Thorne for her nude photo hack, saying she shouldn't have taken any pictures of herself in the first place. Huh. Which movie did Whoopi go into witness protection with a convent of nuns?
Sister Act.
Sister Act is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the win 3-2. Those were very hard questions. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Reese, you don't get the cash, but you do have a pair of tickets to see Fitz and the Tantrums and Young the Giant June 21st at the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion. So you enjoy those, okay?
Awesome.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Risa, and Kennedy beat me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.